Two men pleaded guilty for shooting at Canton police officers. The two ambushed officers at 12th Street and Logan Avenue Northwest June 29th. 23-year-old Braylon Smallwood of Canton, 22-year-old Trajan Allen of Massillon were charged with counts including attempted murder, felonious assault, and gun specifications. Allen was additionally charged with participating in a criminal gang and possessing a weapon under disability. The pair pleaded guilty in common pleas court last week. They were each sentenced to 20 to 25 and a half years in prison Tuesday. A light agenda for the Alliance Board of Education. The board approved a memorandum of understanding with the City of Alliance during Tuesday's meeting. It will allow the district to obtain a second resource officer. Superintendent Rob Gress says the city obtained a federal grant that will cover most of the costs for the next 2 years. The board also approved a three-year contract for Director of Education, Dr. Amy Kramer. It will take effect at the start of the next school year. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says a man from Wilmot and his son died in a boating accident. 36-year-old Wayne Raber and 4-year-old Josiah Raber were on Ward Lake in Manatee County Saturday. One body was found Saturday, the other was found on Monday. No other details were released. The freshwater reservoir is fed by the Braden River. The Fish and Wildlife Commission is investigating. The City of Canton has passed more rules governing so-called small box discount retail stores. City Council Monday approved the regulations for the businesses, more commonly known as dollar stores. The rules proposed by Mayor William Shearer would restrict opening of a store within 2 miles of an existing store. A floor and shelf plan must be submitted to assure new stores sell items such as fresh produce. The proposal would also impose building material standards for new stores and require owners to keep the property free of litter and debris. The rules apply to new or renovated stores only. Council last month passed a moratorium on new stores until January 1st. Expect plenty of orange barrels across Stark County and beyond this year. ODOT says there will be 248 projects in 17 counties throughout Northeast Ohio, or a $1.7 billion investment. In Canton, Route 43 will be resurfaced from 12th to 55th Streets, and Route 172 from Whipple Avenue to I-77. The $3.6 million project will begin in August. Completion is slated for August of next year. Route 62 will be resurfaced between Route 183 and the Columbiana County line, and on Route 183 from Beach Street to just north of Route 62, and Main Street to north of Vine Street in Alliance. Cost $2.1 million. Work scheduled to begin in May and will wrap up in August. A man faces charges stemming from an investigation of his former Jackson Township home. Police responded to a complaint of animal cruelty in the 6800 block of Laco Springs Avenue Northwest Monday afternoon. The house appeared to be vacant. Police found 8 dead dogs in and around the house. According to court records, they died of starvation. Police obtained a warrant for 54-year-old Tomei Stambolziovsky. He's charged with 8 felony counts of animal cruelty. Operations at the Stark Soil and Water Conservation District are being overseen by former Cuyahoga County Soil and Water Director Janine Ribka. She was hired after all 10 members of the staff resigned over the past several months. Ribka takes the place of John Whedon, who resigned in March. Public records obtained by the repository show employees were concerned with the behavior and practices of Whedon and Special Projects Coordinator Sarah Clutter and inaction to their complaints by the district board. The board had given Whedon written warnings for having alcohol in his office and creating public documents about employees. The board called in Assistant County Prosecutor Jerry Yost to assist in continuing to function. A Stowe firm was contracted to handle field work. The Highway Patrol investigating a fatal Tuscarawas County crash. 58-year-old Shelton McCoy of Salem was northbound on I-77 in Franklin Township just after 10:30 Tuesday morning. Patrol says his semi-truck went off the road, hit a tree, and overturned. McCoy was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol is not a suspected factor in the crash. 3 people were injured in a shooting in Youngstown. Police were called to the intersection of Idlewood and West Boston Avenues on the south side Tuesday night. Injuries to the victims were considered non-life-threatening. WKBN-TV reports police found multiple shell casings at the scene, as well as in a driveway 2 houses from the intersection. Police say no suspects have been identified. Off to prison for an Austintown man found guilty of 2 counts of felonious assault. Mahoning County Judge Anthony D'Onofrio Tuesday sentenced 28-year-old Sammy Anderson to 15 to 19 years behind bars. Anderson was convicted by a jury earlier this month. The charges stem from 2 incidents in Youngstown. June 16th, Anderson beat a woman and took her vehicle. Prosecutors say he assaulted the victim September 14th. He's on probation after being sentenced in 2022 to 1 year in prison in separate cases in which he pleaded guilty to weapons charges. We have the following funeral announcements. Service is pending for 84-year-old Alice Frieders of Alliance. Service is pending for 95-year-old Donna Lee Moore of North Canton. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.